you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
In a new study, published in the journal Archives of Sexual Behavior.
Give me Studley. I think that was a nice Freudian. Studley. You're talking about sexual behavior.
Study from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University found that one in three people in monogamous relationships at least fantasize about being with another person besides their spouse.
One in three? How about three in three? That's just a normal situation everybody has in their brain. I mean, you might not follow through. You might not spend hours thinking about it, but it's something that every man or woman has a fantasy about another person.
Perhaps this is not the best time for projection.
Yeah. Two of those three people are lying.
Thank you, Todd. Ask your lady. Of course she thinks about another dude once in a while. You just don't want to be your neighbor. You want to be somebody,
right.
Somebody famous or somebody.
Unattainable.
A TV show, yeah. And then you know you do too.
Right.
So, yeah, that's three out of three.
So, who's your one? Is it Brad Pitt? No, it's Dan down the street.
See, that's the one you don't want. That's the one you don't want, right.
You seen that guy mowing his yard?
Now, the other two didn't want to write it down because they're afraid. They're like Billy Blanks. Their wife's going to find out. Sorry, Billy.
It was an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, you're fine with her lusting after Jason Momoa. She'll never have Jason
Whatever,
Momoa.
Whatever, man. You know,
Dave down the street might happen.
Yeah, he's attainable.
Right.
33% of respondents said their favorite sexual fantasy of all time.
All time is got to be a threesome.
Involved being in a sexually open relationship of some kind.
That means a threesome, somebody brings somebody else in or something like that. I got it.
No, it just means you're free to come and go.
Yeah, but...
Of
some kind.
Any number of different kinds.
Right.
Oh, they probably wanted where I could sleep with whoever I want to, but you can't.
That's a good one, but that never works. Yeah. That one never works. That's why you never bring it up.
That's a tough sell.
Yep.
Well, most open relationships that we've discussed don't end well.
He said freedom. I think he meant bringing in other people. Who knows?
No, I think that means you both get a pass.
Well, 80% of study participants who listed an open relationship as their ultimate fantasy. Got to go with them first. The people that list an open relationship as an ultimate fantasy, 80% of them said that they are going to make this fantasy a reality at some point in their lifetime.
But then they got to put up with somebody taking care of their wife. And I think that'd be the tough
part. Or husband.
Right. Or husband, right.
Yeah, is the relationship technically open if she just leaves you?
Well, then it's really open.
Right. Yeah, then you can.
Ask, well, then it's not a relationship.
Ask Billy all about that.
Ouch.
I'm confused here because you said at the beginning, one out of three said they have a fantasy?
Yeah, 33%.
And out of those 80%, their fantasy is the open relationship.
Well, out of those 80% are going to make it happen, they think.
Okay. Well, good luck to you.
Well, and the other dude, like, whoever, the dude who's, like, would be taking care of your wife, it wouldn't take much for him to, like, look better. Because he's not asking her to shave his back, and it's not like he hasn't done some stuff she's asked him to. It's just, like, he's just coming in.
There's no history
taking care
at all.
Right, no history.
Yeah, it's a time bomb.
Yeah.
People who identified as male or non-binary were more likely to be interested in open relationships than those who identified as female.
Okay. Women are
makes sense.
A lot of times women are more satisfied with just not all of them, I should say. Guys are pigs, and sometimes women aren't. Who knows? I don't know what this comes from.
Searches related to polyamory and open relationships have increased on internet search engines over the last decade, study author Justin Laymiller writes.
Humans decide to be monogamous. No animals are actually monogamous.
No, some
isn't there one? Although like there penguins? Is one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dolphins, is
it? Albatross.
Right.
I believe doves that's mate a, that, for life.
That's kind of a...
There's any number of animals kind of that a, actually mate for life.
Albatross is actually a funny word for that, too, by the way. Like an albatross.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
I'm just saying that I don't think humans are actually born monogamous at all. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously we're not. We don't do it. We just choose to be monogamous.
Do-do-do-do. The macaroni penguin, the sandhill crane.
That is.
The seahorse, the gray wolf.
The giraffe.
Barn owls.
Mates for life.
A shingleback skink.
Oh, that's like something you call somebody.
Yeah.
Bald eagle.
It's like an old-timey insult.
I know.
But if you're Dukes, you shingleback skink.
The gibbon, the black vulture, beavers mate for life. Swans. That's
yeah,
a whole...
swans mate for life, too, yeah.
And there are apparently many more here.
Yeah.
Lots of birds.
Yeah, it's boring birds.
You shingleback skink.
Well, it's got to be tough for birds, too, because when you're flying in formation, you can check out all the asses in front of you.
That's I would say it's a good point.
Craig?
Is that just a point?
Judges?
That might be a good point, actually.
I think it's a good point.
All right, we will accept it.
You do got some great bird ass up there.
I saw you staring at all those asses when we were flying for miles and miles and miles.
What am I supposed to do?
They're right there. Yeah.
There's only one guy that doesn't have to stare at the asses, honey.
You fly up front, you're going to look at the ass.
Yeah, the point man doesn't get to check out any asses.
No.
That bird must have the nicest ass.
Probably.
So all the other birds want to see it.
Good point. Another one.
Is that how they decide who goes in front?
Right. Yeah, that
the
is.
Best ass is up front.
Yeah. Psychology Today says that, you know, there's been a couple of surveys done, and about 4% of respondents reported actually being in a consensual, non-monogamous relationship.
4%?
Yeah.
Consensual, non-monogamous. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Does it say how many are in a non-consensual?
They have to fill that out right.
They probably don't know.
They have to fill that out
right.
That's
just called cheating.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So, and then another study published in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships found that despite the lifestyle attracting stigma, couples in open relationships reported being as happy as those in strictly monogamous ones.
I'm sure if you mentally get past the jealousy part, I'm sure you can be very happy in that situation. But that's the tough part. I mean, every time we talk to people, though, it seems like it always ends badly.
Yeah, you know, you hardly ever
like Nick says, you don't have to shave the other guy's back.
Right.
Nick was projecting on the back shaving, obviously, but still.
Well, yeah, there's
You're
never
right.
been like,
you see,
his,
you see,
his mom's never like pissed her off or anything.
No,
it's
there's no history
no
at
baggage,
all.
No baggage,
none.
Well, and you don't hardly ever hear.
Seen your right. worst, or, yeah.
You don't hardly ever hear of, well, we've been in an open relationship for 45 years
right,
now.
Right.
No.
You don't hear that.
It flames out eventually.
Yeah, he just shows up with that sweet sack.
A couple polyamory stories the email here.
Yeah.
I won't say the name, but he says, I have two stories, one couple. A friend of the wife of mine are in an open relationship. And things have gone really well. They accredit it to constant communication between each other. We have another couple friend of ours that tried it, but once the guy brought it up, the wife accepted. He was banging, now it says here, banging a chicken. I assume he means a chick.
Let's hope so.
I hope that's autocorrect.
That's
I read
how it
that.
Went off the rails. Yeah. A bird? Yeah.
Banging a chicken. Right.
And I'm okay with her leaving him if that was the case.
I've seen that. It's pretty brutal.
But I'm going to assume it was banging a chick the next day. In this instance, the guy was actively pursuing this woman before he brought it to his wife. Needless to say, they were divorced a few months later.
Yeah, you can't, let's have a relationship. Sure, okay, and then the next day I found somebody. Now
you ain't got that much game, homie.
That means you had that on the side. To be
all right, well, I'll be home late tomorrow.
Right. or she says yes, and you leave the house right then. Okay, all right, I'll see you later.
Yeah, then you obviously have an agenda. You got something set up.
Of course he did.
So it wouldn't work that way.
Did that other couple that he knows of approach him and his wife? The one where it worked?
I've given you everything I know.
Well,
right,
the dude's
there.
Listening.
And are you offended if they don't? What, we're not hot enough?
Or they want to stay friends with that couple.
I suppose. Yeah. You know, maybe that.
Too.
Or maybe she doesn't want to get involved. Yeah. We always assume the dude wants to get involved. Maybe he doesn't.
It's like that commercial. Remember that old commercial? The guy was taking a shower. He's in the shower, and the wife yells over, "Hey, if which one of my friends would you date if I wasn't around? Would you like to date?" And he's in there going, "Oh, there's no good." Remember that? There's no good answer to that. I can't remember the commercial, but it might have been for shampoo.
Yeah, I vaguely remember the spot.
And the guy basically says, "I think the tagline was no winners here." Like, don't answer that. I can't remember exactly what it was. Somebody listening might know exactly.
Craig has the best answer to that.
Well, I always had said the same thing Craig does, too. All your friends hate me, right?
No.
No, I don't like any of your friends.
Oh, yeah.
That's the right answer.
Yeah. Which one of my friends would you date if I wasn't around?
Who the hell asks that?
That's just that one.
That's a gotcha question.
That's a gotcha question. Nobody's going to answer that.
No, but if you are faced with that gotcha question, use Craig's answer.
Yeah.
Then the discussion's over.
Yeah, if you have friends that have an open relationship, I don't think you'd want them to want to sleep with you and your wife.
No, you'd want to.
No. That friendship.
That would jeopardize the friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wouldn't be just hanging out then.
Hey, want to get together? Not really. You're always trying to bang my wife.
But I'm letting you bang mine.
Yeah.
Keeper.
Yeah, everybody's got their feet on each other's crotches underneath the dinner table. I mean, all four are all entangled in there. Hey, dude, I think it's your sock.
Is that
damn
her
it.
Or him?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, the dudes all are all into it. Do they realize it's themselves?
All of a sudden, oops. You got some big man foot on your crotch.
She's got a lot of calluses on her feet.
Strong grip.
See, puss is size 15 feet coming in between your crotch.
14. Come on. They're not that big.
Well, that can't be her feet.
Yeah, you don't want to date a guy with big feet because it makes it look small.
Well, it's not so much that.
Yeah.
When he's got his foot wrapped around it, it just looks tiny.
Good point. Always date a guy with small feet.
You never complained before.
I believe your dad told us that.
My dad told me
always
that,
date a dude with small feet.
I think he said I always date a girl with small hands. One of the first things.
Oh, well, that's what it was. Right.
Close enough.
Let's clarify that. It was small. A girl with small hands.
Well, we bastardized it a bit.
which is not something we do around here.
No.
Now over to the guy who made out with a guy in the back of a van.
Craig Evans. Oh, he's looking over at you, man.
I don't know what you're talking about. Did not happen.
Does not matter.
With this guy.
Oh, Chad has a good answer here, too. I had a girlfriend in high school. Asked me the same thing. I told her all of them. That's why she's lucky to have me. That's a decent answer,
Well, that age, you're going to get that question in high school for sure. Which one of my friends would you date about? What's it saying?
Her.
Just go real quick. Brandy.
You don't want to yell it out right away either.
Yeah, you don't want to answer immediately.
No.
Don't even wait until she's done asking.
And the guy's not going to ask that question.
No.
I mean, even the secure guy's not going to say, "Hey, if I wasn't around, which one of my friends would you rather bang?" That's not going to come out of your guy's mouth. No matter how secure he is, because he doesn't want to hear, and he also doesn't. Be careful what you ask.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, the answer might also be, which one would do me?
Right.
None.
Let's set something up.
That should be our answer, Craig.
Yeah, well,
which one of your friends would do me?
Yeah, which one would do me?
And I would say,
who's interested?
If she said, which one of my friends would you sleep with if I wasn't around? You'd ask her back, Which one would do me? And then her.
The one that would do me.
Sounds like you've got some leads.
I think that's the answer, if you ever get that voice for that. Who would you date if I wasn't around? The one that would bang me.
Which one has the lowest standards?
Yeah, whoever's interested.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.